Evening, this is Empire of AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Blueville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Blueville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on the 19th of July, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. Amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in? Okay, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2WI.
Good evening, Pete. KC2WI, how are things going your way?
KC2WI, well, it's 67 degrees outside, and the high was 80 today, which is about 10 degrees warmer than predicted, I think. But when the sun came out, it was really hot. You know it's July. Well, I had planned to spend the day here and inside while it was raining and all that, and outside maybe if it wasn't raining, working on the wood pile. But yesterday afternoon around, I don't know, 3, I got a phone call from the property manager. I guess that's his title, but that's what he does, sort of. Caretaker's not the right word, more like property manager. But anyway, of my customer up at the Adirondack League Club, and they were there, and they were having some issues, and they couldn't resolve them with a remote from the guys out in the main office, and da-di-da, and could I come up? So I said I could probably be there at 5 or so. Nope, they're going out to dinner, picnic, something, whatever. So I came up this morning. I got there about 9:45. I was, worried about driving through massive rainstorms, but that didn't really happen. And I said to the guy, gee, Don, you should have called me too. He said, well, we tried to, fix, we tried to so-and-so remote it in, this, that. And I wish we had you here 2 days ago, I said, a day or two ago. I said, well, yeah, I wish you called me a day or two ago when it was really hot, as hotter than blazes here. It would have been a great day to go up to Old Forge and do that job and go for a swim and hike and whatever I wanted, But anyway, so I took care of the issues, at least as best I could. There's, some little things, it's just you tell people, listen, just keep this in mind. All software is experimental unless you're maybe, you're NASA or you're medical or the, military or something. But all consumer and most business software is experimental. expect problems. And, you know, definitely Windows. Windows, the beta testers for Windows are the customers. Anyway, come to find out, as I came up to Old Forge, it said, antique boat show. So I got done about 11:30 and went into town, and I'll stop and walk and look at the boats, and I don't need a raincoat, it's not raining, and that was not the right move. And it started raining and got heavier. I went under the big tent, and there was somebody there, they were handing out these little plastic ponchos, which I took one of. I wasn't intending to use it. I was intending to keep it as an emergency poncho for the pack, because, you know, they're packed real tight. But it kept raining, and so finally I put it on, and of course about a minute later it stopped. But I wanted to get back to the car and get my camera, so I snapped a pile of pictures for my dad. He really likes the old boats, the wooden boats. And there were some really nice boats there, and a couple of modern sort of, you know, hacker craft and the reproductions and that, and some beautiful old boats, and some looked like really high-powered, you know, modern ones, and maybe the older ones, too. And a couple of Feathercraft, I think it was Feathercraft, aluminum boats. I think they were 50s, maybe. And one guy had one, he had a big honking new 50 horsepower Mercury. That boat, I don't think you could possibly open that thing up unless you had just, you know, mirror finish water, because I'm sure it was way overpowered. But it would have been a fun boat to try driving. Anyway, it rained for a while, cleared up, and I had a burger there at the, I think it's the American Legion was doing it post, well, it was either that or the VFW, I can't remember, whoever. And then I went over to the Pied Piper and had an ice cream, and then headed out, and boy, the sun came out, and I stopped, I stopped in Lyons Falls, picked up a computer to do Windows 10 on. It's getting down to the wire here for people who want to do that. Even if you go back to 7, I say, well, get your free 10 license and then go back if you don't like it. But in the future, you may need to do it. And it's better to do it for free. Don't pay Microsoft. Anyway, you know, that's the way it worked here. Sun was in, sun was out. Just about ready to go back outside after getting some computer stuff going and get the chainsaw out, sharpen it up, and but it was raining again, so I didn't get to that. But tomorrow's supposed to be even cooler than, well, it's actually supposed to be cooler than today was predicted to be, by quite a bit, apparently. And not too rainy, so I think I'll maybe get that. I might get the whole wood pile, the whole wood split, and at least I'll get the stuff cut up that needs the bigger stuff, and that I need to use my neighbor's wood splitter for, and get that back. Maybe I can get that back to him before it gets hot again. So that's the goings on here. I was going to go to the Hamfest in Cicero, but I, you know, lost better than half a day today. I could have come back a little quicker, but hey, if you're in Old Ford, you might as well take advantage of some event like that. So I think I'm going to bag going to the Hamfest. You know, these little Hamfests, they start at 7, and if you're not there, you know, by 8, they're over at 10 or 11, and so I don't want to get up at 5:30 and drive out to Cicero. So I guess we'll find out if it was good, bad, or indifferent from somebody. And, you know, if I had loaded the car up with stuff and had everything ready to sell some things, maybe I'd go, but I didn't do that. I'm thinking I might unload a bunch of stuff if I get maybe half the price of a new Icon 7300. Maybe I'll sell my 746 Pro, make up the other half, and get one. Or maybe I'll just throw in the $700 or $600 and take the 746 Pro up to the Adirondack and use that as the main radio up there. I don't know. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, sounds like you had a well-rounded day. Kind of interesting falling into the
into the schedule was a antique boat show up there. I forgot all about that. And I was planning on doing it, but seeing that it rained the way it did, I'm just as well pleased that I stayed home and stayed dry. But you were talking about Feathercraft. I'll tell you what, they are 50s, and they were an excellent aluminum boat. There was a lot of good manufacturers at the time, and still are. You know, the C-Nip was another one. It was on its kind of maiden voyage back in the early to mid-50s, and they made fantastic aluminum boats. And there's another one, too, that I can't think of. It had the rounded back on it, kind of folded over, and I forget the name of that. As a matter of fact, Aristocraft fiberglass boat made something very similar. And there are still a few of those around today. But another one I was thinking about when you were talking about that was Peñan. I remember the days back in, I'd say mid-50s, they made the, might even been earlier, the Peñan Swift. And I think that was, I've seen one or two of them up on the show. And they're only, I think, a 12 or a 14 foot boat. But quite a few people ran the Merc 30 back then. And, boy, I'll tell you what, that thing just plain cooked. It really ran well. And of course, back in those days, they had speedometers, but they never really caught up with the actual speed. They were always slow. And at least the ones they have now are quite accurate, you know, give or take a, usually a mile an hour or whatever. They'll never read more than you're doing, but, you know, to give you a close accountability of what the speed is. Anyway, sounds like you had a great day. And at least you got to go for a swim, and that kind of makes it worthwhile for you. All right, this is N5AOW looking for additional check-ins.
Thank you, KKL. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Pauline, N2KKL. How are things down your way?
Yeah, we've had a pretty full day today. Had a house full. And they left a couple hours ago. But we had a nice time. And our weather was crazy today. It was would rain and then the sun come out. I don't know how many times. We're down to 68 degrees now. But anyway, other than that, not much going on now. So 7-3 all, whoever's in here, because I just tuned in. Have a nice day tomorrow. N2KKL, back to you, Bob.
All right, Pauline, always glad to have you check in with us. And yeah, I think, well, Pete was talking about it, and I think his temperature at that point was 67, and I think that's what the high is forecast for tomorrow for us. So it's going to be a little bit cooler, but maybe we might get lucky and have a little more stability with the, you know, either the rain or at least some sunshine. We had a little sunshine here, but like you say, it was up and down, rain, sun, went on and off. And, boy, I'll tell you what, there for a while this evening or late this afternoon, we had torrential downpour for about half an hour, and I'm hoping it didn't wash away my path going down to the lake, because I just had that all excavated again or cleaned up and flattened out and filled in. Boy, I'll tell you what, it doesn't take long when you got a downhill that steep to have it erode away, and like to keep it halfway firmed up. Anyway, Pauline, have a good evening and a great day tomorrow. This is N5AOW.
You too. And I hope y'all have a nice day tomorrow. And I like the cooler weather, but towards the end of the week, it's supposed to be in the 90s again. Alrighty, everybody, have a good one. And I've got to go to another net. So 7-3 and God bless. And 2KKL, back to you, Bob.
Alright, Pauline, you have a good evening. This is N5AOW, looking for additional jackhands. Well, I had a good day today anyway. Any day I wake up and I can take a deep breath and see the clouds, sun, the rain, whatever comes about, hey, that's a good day. But I got a few things done, a few things accomplished, and a couple of new things on the way, and took advantage of the rain when it came. I worked in the wood shop. When it got sunny, I wasn't working outside, so that worked out pretty good. But other than that, didn't do any groundbreaking things, but just enjoyed it. Glad to have summer, and it's far too short, but gotta make the best of it while it's here. Okay, I'll make a final call. Is there anyone else that would care to check in? This is N5AOW.
KC2WI comment.
Okay, Pete, KC2WI, pick it up.
I think, as I recall, the feather craft that had around it, you know, the back came in. I saw a couple of them. I'm pretty sure those were the feather crafts. And I don't recall seeing any big Penyan boats, but maybe there was one. But there was a beautiful little Penyan rowboat, kind of a boat. No, you said the Swift, but this was a something else, maybe, I don't think it was called that. But it, you know, it was like a rowboat kind of size boat, and the guy had a little, you know, 2.5 horsepower or something on it. You know, a beautiful little plywood boat with the ribs and all that, and, you know, designed obviously to be real light. And I almost think that was my favorite part of the whole thing, just because I like, you know, it's nice to have a little rowboat. And it probably you could put, 5 horsepower, 7 horsepower, something on it. It would probably be okay, but, and it would probably be pretty quick with that. So that was the only Penyan I can remember out there. But yeah, it wasn't bad, Bob. It rained, but, you know, the sun was out and it was, you know, just overcast. And so I got a pile of pictures. I'm going to put them on my photo bucket. I'm going to make a photo bucket album. I haven't even used photo bucket in 2 or 3 years. I used to use it to post pictures on ilsnow.com. The message board used to have to put pictures somewhere else and then link them. So I'm going to just do it there because my dad could, I can give him a link to that, I think. And, you know, he doesn't have a Facebook page. So I'll let you know, and you can, I just kind of snapped a pile of pictures, and I'm not going to edit them, I'm just going to put them all up there. And you can kind of get an idea of what was there. KC2WI.
Oh, that'd be great, Pete. I'll tell you what, when I think of it or remember it, I know Cliff and I went, Cliff is over on the island, Crescent Island, we went last year. And I think probably 2 years prior to that, too. And they had some gorgeous boats there. But it's nice to see the old ones. And a lot of Chris Craft, like you say, Hacker Craft, and you have Century, you know, and a lot of good entries that are in there. And, of course, that one boat, they do tours and, you know, short run in and out of the pond there. Works out kind of nice. But, yeah, there's some gorgeous boats. And that one you were talking about, I recall, I can't remember what the name of it was. You're right. It is like a rowboat. It's almost, I'm thinking fisherman something or other, made by Penyan. And it was an extremely light boat as opposed to the old clunkers they used to make where you had to, you had to put the stuffing in between the boards and let it sit and soak up for a while and so on. And I remember when I was in woodshop back in the 50s, when I was in high school, I had built a kayak and I built a small boat out of plywood. Well, built a hydroplane too, but a rowboat type thing, but it was probably 10 feet. And that doggone thing scooped. We put a little Mercury 5 on it, and it literally flew. I gave it to my younger brother, and he let a friend of his run it, which I didn't advise at the time, and he flipped it and ruined the engine. But, boy, I'll tell you what, that boat would skip right along. Yeah, like you were saying, you know, that guy with the 50 on it, you get very flat water, and you got to tilt it down a little bit to keep the nose in the water. You can put the throttle to it, but boy, if you got it trimmed up a little bit, that thing's going to get very light in the front. So, you know, with that, I'll pass it back to you for any further comment, Pete. KC2WA.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, there was a couple of boats, you know, 60s fiberglass. I was thinking, oh, geez, we just bring our boat over. It's a 1960s.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Pete, it brings back memories in 5AOW Friday. Yeah, the one I made, we kind of did it freestyle. You know, we looked at, what the heck was the name of that one years ago? I can't remember. But anyway, it was that one was a 3-point hydro. I didn't build the 3-point, but I looked at it and saw what the framework was, and I bought the oak, and I made oak framework, and then I used the plywood and pre-drilled for brass screws and so on, and, you know, so they wouldn't rust. It went through this whole thing, and I put it together, flipped it over, you know, and got the bottom and everything done, and then of course varnish and tar out of it, so everything was sealed through the water, and then put the deck on it. And it ran well. I ran a little Wizard 6. And I started out with a Firestone 5 on it, and I had a little 6-horse Wizard, and I'll tell you what, that little booger was something else. And I've got two Super 10s Wizards that were made by Mercury back in the 50s. I think one's a 51, I think the other one's a 52. And like that Mercury, that 10-horse Mercury you were talking about, they had three models. They had the Lightning, which was the standard 10. Then they had a Super 10, and they had a Hurricane Super 10. And the Hurricane was the one that was, boy, I'll tell you what, had a friend of mine had one on his 12-foot boat with two people in it. And I had my, at that point, had gone up to a 15-foot Starcraft with a 35-horse gale on it, which was basically a Johnson or Evinrude. And that doggone Super 10 whipped my butt. It just went past me, you know, and it had a whole lot more kick to it than what mine did. And mine wasn't bad. I skied behind that numerous times, but boy, I'll tell you, those old engines really had some wallop. So, okay, well, I'm going to make a final call here. Are there any other check-ins? This is N5AOW. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency and the repeater to regular amateur use. I want to thank Pete for checking in, Pauline, and 7-3 to all. Everyone have a great day tomorrow, and maybe with a little luck we'll get some sunshine. This is N5AOW, clear.
This is KD2DXF for Deer County Traffic and Emergency Net. going to call up on the Boonville 655 machine tonight. I'm looking for stations that would like to check in, with or without traffic, and all stations are welcome. Stations, can now please. So this is Zach. I'm looking for anyone that would like to check in.
And fly of AOW, no traffic. Good evening.
And 5AOW, can't remember if your name's Bob or Bill. And all starts with a B. Thank you for checking.
Yeah, actually Bill's correct, but I go by Bob. That's my middle name. Thanks.
Copy. Just as long as I don't call you late for dinner. I got you in there. Thank you for your check-in, Bill. This is Zach. I'm looking for any further stations.
KC2NBU, good evening. No traffic.
KC2NBU, how are you doing, Ray? Thank you for your check-in. This is Zach. I'm looking for any further stations. Make a final call for Oxon. Nothing further heard. Thank you for the Boomville Aperture Radio Club producer, Peter. Thank you all, Detective. This is KD2DXF. I'll be back in control to W2MO and Ida.